There are 240 students enrolled at Tymon St. Jude. Sullivan says he believes it's a good time for him to hand off the school to a new leader. But he's already mapped a path of accomplishments. He introduced Mandarin Chinese, laptop technology, bioinformatics, and STEM learning into the curriculum.
What sustains the school the most?
I would think our alumni base is very, very strong. We have over 8,000 alums and who live all over the world. And they continue to be a very vital and critical component to our sustainability. So we continue to work with them on new projects. We bring in every month, you know, a Tymon alum who's a CEO here in Western New York or outside of Western New York who's available to come to talk to our kids to see what a Tymon man has done in their life and what they can do and how that man got to where he was. So here are the steps that I took when I was here at Tymon and what I did after I left Tymon.
Where do your students come mostly from? South Buffalo? I mean, is it more of a neighborhood type of school, or are they coming in from different parts of the...
Originally, it was mainly a neighborhood school, but now we've expanded into 17, 18 different school districts. I would say about 65 to 70% of our students are from the city of Buffalo.
What's your diversity makeup?
Our students of color have grown. You know, when I first started in 94, there were probably 2% of our students here were students of color. Now we're 20% of our students of color. So it gives a great experience for our young people to understand other people. You know, we tend to be in a bubble in South Buffalo. We think that, you know, this is the only thing that exists. But there are a lot of people of different cultures, of nationalities, of faiths that they need to know about and to appreciate. Because when they're going to college, they're gonna experience that in a bigger way than they may be in high school. This year we have four students from China. We're getting, I think, some more next year. I believe some students from Germany are interested in coming too. It's a great thing for our young people to be exposed to other cultures.
I wanted to ask you, since recent Immaculata in Hamburg announced it is closing an all-girls Catholic school, but what is it about the boys' private Catholic schools that seem strong and hold on pretty well?
I think with boys' schools, I think they likely have, although I don't know this, but I think likely they have had advancement programs in their schools to get their graduates ready for supporting their institution after they leave. You know, we started ours back in, of course, we were a diocesan high school for many, many years, so the diocese, you know, controlled everything we did until they, let us go independent in the early 90s. But even back in the 80s, we started our development program and getting our grads used to giving and seeing how they can make a difference in young men's lives and knowing that many of them received aid, whether they knew it or not, from the friars who were here. It's almost like paying it forward. You can do something really great for a young man and make his life wonderful.
What is your graduation rate?
Oh, we have 100% graduation rate. Yeah, so we're very, very proud of our young men who are going on. You know, we had, 2 years ago, you know, we had 5 kids at Cornell. We had a couple of kids at Notre Dame and Syracuse and, you know, and other top schools. But, you know, in Western New York, too, you know, I know Canisius and Niagara and Bonaventure really want to keep our young people in Western New York. So they've been trying to reach out to our schools, you know, to be very generous in their financial aid to keep... They're really good students in Western New York. So I have to give kudos to all of our local colleges and universities that they're really doing some really wonderful things.
What, if anything, do your students struggle with?
They probably struggle with continuing to try to be the best student they can be. I think, you know, especially with some of the younger students, the freshmen and sophomores, instilling in them that importance of learning. Getting them to do their homework, getting them to make sure they're doing their reading assignments, making sure that they're completing all of their testing corrections, whatever the case may be. So it's important to instill in them how critical it is to be the best student they can be. That's the first thing I do in our opening assembly. I said, you have one job. You have one job, and you're to be the best student you can be. The sports and the clubs and your jobs, that's icing on the cake. But you've got nothing else more important in your life than to be the best student you can be. Our world is changing. Our world all around us is changing. You know, the United States is no longer the world power. You have to understand you're competing with many, many people in this world. I mean, at Tymon, there's more Chinese students are coming, students from Europe are coming, even many of the high schools in Western New York have international students in their school. So they have to understand that it's a global economy, it's a global outlook. So they have to be able to compete in a very, very competitive environment.
What will be your kind of biggest takeaway as you leave from your leadership role here?
Well, you know, if I was able to do something to make a difference in young people's lives, that's the most important thing. And I think ministering here in a Catholic environment, in a private environment, being a graduate of Bishop Tymon and Catholic education in general, it's important for me, and I know many of my other colleagues who minister in all the Catholic schools, is to make a difference in people's lives. That's the most important thing. If we've done that, then we've done what God has asked us to do.
What will be the biggest challenge ahead for the next principal and for this school?
Well, I think some of the obvious things are the sustainability, the enrollment, finances, and programming. Those are the things I think most of our administrators would say are the biggest challenges. Making sure that your enrollment is stable, making sure that your financial house is in order, and making sure that you can look to the future as to what you can do besides the basics. What other programs can you put in place that are going to be exciting and new and can have an impact on the young people and maybe hopefully have an impact on Western New York?
We've been talking with Thomas Sullivan, outgoing principal at Tymon St. Jude. The school has some well-known alumni, including former Congressman and ECC President Jack Quinn, businessman Carl Palladino, and Justice Gerald Whalen, named to head the State Supreme Court Appellate Division. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.